Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Crimes Against Magic by Steve McHugh, performed by James Langton. Prologue. Soissons, France, 1414. Rumours of how the French had murdered their own people reached me long before I'd arrived at Soissons. Even as an Englishman, and despite the never-ending conflicts between our countries, I couldn't accept that the French would do such a thing. But when I walked through the city's open gates and saw the multitude of bodies lying side by side, I believed. The town had been ripped asunder in an act of exceptional brutality, the inhabitants torn to pieces, men murdered as they defended their families, women brutalized and raped until their captors tired of them and left them to die. Not even children were spared, killed alongside their friends and families. The carrion took over, desecrating the remains even further. A city of a few thousand people reduced to food for crows and rats. It soon became apparent that there would be no survivors to the massacre. My search of the city only brought more dead, even more questions and few answers. Most had obvious sword and axe wounds, or heads crushed by a hammer, but some had claw marks across the throat and torso. Something far worse than simple armed soldiers stalked the city. I stopped by a partially eaten body. The man's sword had fallen onto the path beside him. His abdomen was covered in bite marks. Whatever had attacked him had devoured his internal organs. The bite marks could have belonged to a large wolf, but I knew I wasn't going to be that lucky. Dusk was beginning to settle. Birds flew home for the night, a brilliant red sky lighting their way. A low growl resonated from the end of a row of houses close by. I placed my hand on the hilt of my djen, drawing the Chinese sword a few inches out of its sheath as I continued toward the noise. I reached the end of the houses and peered around the corner. The stench of death had hung in the air from the moment I entered the city, but it mixed with something else, something more animal than human. In the center of a large courtyard, a beast sat hunched on muscular legs, its maw deep inside the stomach of a dead man, feasting loudly. Intestines had spilled out of the wound and now rested beside the body on the blood-slick ground.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?